Mayan outpost with iguanas. The location of this old Mayan city was well chosen. It's a place Mayan elite lived for the best part of the year, entertained visitors, enjoyed food and drink on porches as their sun sank into the Caribbean Sea. There were simple platforms built on grounds upon which slaves and servants lived in thatched communal homes. There are altars that still overlook cliffs where offerings would have been made to the Mayan gods. Most of the old city has crumbled, and front porches have been claimed by iguanas, prehistoric reptiles that survived the dinosaur extermination. The iguanas bask on the stone floors and palaces off limits to tourists, their coloring matching that of the stones around them perfectly. They run oddly with their tails swinging left to right, and legs moving like robot legs, surprisingly quick, tongues tasting the air as they move towards food or away from danger. The pyramids still standing here tell the story of this ancient Mayan culture. On top of the wide base have been stacked smaller and smaller blocks. At the top of the pyramid is a single living unit for the head of the society. There is no agonizing discussion of equality and fairness. All major decisions come from the top of the pyramid, and all below the top support the king until they can't and the pyramid crumbles. Strange to walk in one of history's graveyards. We have better toys today, but we play in the same sandbox the ancients played in.